I'm just survived.
All right, Freckle, back in the 450. I think you got a top 10. I think you got ninth or something. Yeah. Good job.
Yeah, thanks. I didn't want to ride that main, to be honest with you.
It didn't look like much fun. It looked like much more fun as hanging out with Nate.
No, Nate's way more fun than that. Okay. Well, except he falls asleep all the time, so yeah. That's kind of, yeah. But no, I mean, we did the sight lap, and I was like, man, this isn't going to be fun. Like, it was kind of one of those things, is like, just get in a decent spot and just ride around, circulate, basically. But
you know what? It wasn't even the, okay, so the dirt sucked because we're in Denver, and it was dry and slippery, but the design, too, like the design of the track, it just didn't offer much. It didn't do much, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. This late in the season, I'm like, let's just get out of here. Like, I'm kind of just like, we don't need gnarly whoops. We don't need gnarly rhythms. Like, let's just finish the season, you know? But, I mean, then again, like, I'm 450. Like, I'm just going to do the best I can, and there's nothing on the line for me. So I enjoyed it, surprisingly. Like, it was pretty fun, like, kind of just rode at 80%, because if you went to 85, you're probably going to tip over. So I just rode at 80%, and I think that's the lowest my heart rate's ever been in a main event. And like,
I will say, I think you rode yourself into qualifying in the heat. I think you got a garbage start or something, and then you rode yourself into the top nine.
Yeah. I've never done a start on a 450 at altitude, so I was kind of playing with first, second gear, kind of going back and forth. So my main event start was actually really good. I came into the turn, I don't know, fourth, fifth, and then Barsha lost his rear end going into the first rhythm, and we had to roll in, and like 10 dudes passed us. But
what gear did you end up going in?
First gear for me, yeah. Yeah, it worked out pretty good. I liked it.
Yeah, not too bad. I wrote about this last week. Like, I know you want to, you know, finish top five and get on the box in the 250 class, but just move up, man. It's 450s. It's more money. You can get in the top 10s. Like, you can do better.
I know. I'm just trying to do the best I can. I can honestly say, though, like, doing the full season, I've enjoyed myself so much. Like, just the consistency of my weeks and the riding and the racing, like, I don't know, I feel like when we come back, like, from our breaks on the 250, it's like, oh my god, I gotta get on the podium, I gotta win or whatever. But it's just like, there's next weekend, so it's been fun. Like, this has by far been my best year and most consistent year, and I feel like I've matured a lot. It only took me 10 years, but I've finally matured enough to, like, you know, take what's given to me and not ask for too much.
Well said, I guess, and we'll see you next week on the 250.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, thank you.